Our coverage of the Little Hawkeye Conference meet continues here with two members of the Pella Boys Little Hawkeye Conference champions, Logan Vandenbroek and Reagan Anderson. First of all, congratulations, Logan. Big night for the hurdles and in the high jump, contributed to a big team win. What was it like to start to see this team really show its stuff?
That's right. And we've been saying it all year, Andrew, like, this team's coming. This is our chance. This is our time. We want to take home the state championship. Like, conference title was nice, but we're looking for something a little more. And I think this team, it's the perfect time for us guys, like, to get these marks, these PRs. Like, to peak at this time, I think it's the perfect time in this season. Just do those things.
Well, and Reagan, maybe unfair to call it a full rebuild, but obviously the throwing group a little different this year, right? No Drake Relays champions or anything, but a ton of improvement, and we started to really see that show here today. What's it like to be a part of this group that's trying to, you know, fill some big shoes, and now you're starting to make your own mark?
Yeah, of course. I just think it's important that we just realize, like, as a throwing group, we've been talking about how we're performing for the people on the track. Like Logan said, we're trying to win a state championship here. And so I think, like, just building meet by meet, just getting better every week. Obviously, we don't have no Hansen. We don't have a Brandon Fisher this year. But just every week, just getting a little bit better, trying to place in some of those state meets. And I think that'll be a good mark for us to hit this year. I think we're just continuing to improve and improve. And I think at the end of the year, we're hoping for some good marks.
Well, Logan, expectations can be a really funny thing, right? With Caden Dunham, Harry Mullins, those guys are fantastic. They've been fantastic all season. But this shuttle hurdle group, especially after last year and having to rebuild last year, we're starting to see those gains and those dividends pay off. In the field events, we're starting to see guys in long jump and high jump really hit some big marks. What's it like just to be a part of this program where it feels like every year expectations can be one thing, but it feels like all the time we got guys all over the track improving?
Yeah, that's right. And I think, like Reagan was saying, like, we lost some of our big guys in, like, the field event department, but I feel like us young guys, like, we're replacing those points and we're, like, making up for those graduations and those losses. But yeah, being on this team, like, it means a lot to me. The shuttle hurdle guys, man, those guys, we work hard every day, day in and day out. Like, even if it's a rest day, we're doing something to get better. And I mean, it puts us in a great spot for the future, and we're really excited for what's to come.
Well, and Reagan, just a similar question about just the progress now, and that's what it's about, right? With 15 days left between now and state championship Saturday, you know, how critical then do these 2 weeks become to make sure that next week in winter set you're ready to get two throwers in each event at state and to double qualify in so much stuff?
Yeah, we're definitely looking at trying to get two qualifiers in for each, and I think it's just like continuing to mentally prepare, mentally build on each week, you know, starting off with some good marks today, going to build on it, qualifier, build on it at state, and just continuing to improve each week. That's a big thing for us. Like, we try not to peak early in the season. We try to keep it going forward so we can get those big points at state.
Well, Logan, yeah, these 2 weeks, it's crunch time now, right? We're getting to the point where it's winter set and then the Blue Oval. And, you know, having been at the Blue Oval a couple times, I'm sure hasn't hurt. But, you know, mentally, what's the process to get yourself back in that spot so that way when you're up there for those 3 days, we are chasing the championship?
Everyone knows that you run fast at the Blue Oval. Like, let me tell you, like, I've run some of my best races there. I know people that have run their best races, but we're going to, here, like, during practice, we're going to keep it pretty simple, not change anything, no gimmicks. We're going to do what we've been doing, improve the right way. I mean, yeah, some tough practices here and there, but just working on maintaining and just getting in that championship season mindset.
Well, and Reagan, you grew up in this program, right? Watching all the great throwers over the years and being around this track. How cool is it now that you're just, you know, closing in on that halfway point, and how exciting is it to see so many of your friends, like Logan and so many others, get ready to make their mark for the Pella program?
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember, like, in kindergarten, I would watch Nick DeYoung throw, Garrett Jansen, all back in the day, and now I get to have a chance to make that state, and I see all my friends and my peers getting a chance to run at that Blue Oval. It means a lot to me because I, you know, like you said, I grew up here, grew up in this program because my dad, obviously, the throwing coach. So just being able to see everyone's, like, improvement throughout the season, like Logan had a ton of PRs tonight, and throwing and jumping and running, like, just to see everyone's improvement, it means a lot.
It's an awesome time to be a Pella Dutch runner and thrower, that's for sure. The Pella Dutch are your Little Hawkeye Conference champions. Logan and Reagan, thank you for your time, and I hope to see you next week in winter set with some big stuff. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Reagan.
Thank you. Yep.